ring was what? That was the ring of love. God has given to him love. That's why Solomon is good. He put it out, he said, listen, remember, the devil will put it, and the devil will look like Solomon. This is the point. The finger given to you should be in the hand of your Solomon. If not, if you are not cautious, your ego will have that ring. Your ego pretends that, first of all, I know what love is. Alright? I love my Lamborghini. How about that? I love that palace. Oh, and I love sushi. You will say all of that. And this is not love. Love is not wanting. Love is readiness to give up everything for. We are talking about that. The essence of just and justice and correct and right and all that. Remember? We appreciate that. That's the only subject to something that maybe you forget about love. It's not bad to write it down and remember it for good. Wanting is the need of the animal. And this is not what love is. Look at you and confess. Don't talk. It's very difficult for you. Be that honest. But inside, be honest. Do you want to love or be loved? When you think about love, prefer to be loved by everyone. Because you could exploit everyone and have everything. In this path, it's simple and clear. Nobody could be beloved. Beloved only that highest value which we call heart. Everybody should try to be lover, period. To give everything to heart. To be at the side of justice. What else could you do with justice? You should give everything for justice. You shouldn't ask something for justice. This is what the humanity is based on. So be very careful about it. Be very careful. Why? Because in you, that animal is alive. Could you kill it? It's there. Are we talking about killing your animal and being the spirit? Impossible. We never talk about this or that. We always say this and that because we know they are mixed. So we are the mixture. This fellow sitting here has two parts. One is the animal. It's a sort of monkey. Not a very good one. This is one part, which is here, which is the machine that I'm driving. There is one spirit, which has nothing to do with this. It came from outside. Whatever I learned has nothing to do with my human gene. With my human genome, when I was a baby, if I was put in the cage of the monkeys, I would be exactly like a monkey. Would I talk? Would I speak several languages? Now I do it. Why? It's for that communication which we are talking about. Coming together in that space, which is cultural space. As simple as that. But look around you, or look at yourself. How percentage of your time is to consider the human beings, and how much do you think about that Lamborghini or sushi or whatever? Oh, I like this, I like that. All that it is. You said, okay, now pay attention. I explained the Solomon and I told you the good human being, how he should be. Now, let me reverse the coin, show you the other side, which is the slave in you, which is not a very good one. Therefore, he doesn't receive some more money. He will receive a little bit less. Then what? That is your problem. Whenever you receive a little bit less, suddenly you revolt and it's not fair. What is fair? If you die, is it fair? Of course it is. One day you are given the life, temporarily, not forever. And one day it will be taken away. When? Ha! You don't know. That's the new joke. The joke is, you don't know. And the only thing that you have to object is, you know what? I wish I could know a little bit in advance. So, a lot of my planning, I need a lot of things to do. I wish I knew. I have never told my mommy I love you. If I know that in a month I will die, so what? I will cheat and I will tell her I love you. This was the dream of humanity, right? It's about 100 years that this gift is given to you. Yes, one day they will call you and say, you have cancer and you will die in 3 years. What will you do? In 3 years you will finish all the... In 3 years you will not live and you will not let the people around you live. You will make their life miserable. Why? Because I'm dying. So what? This is how it is. This ego wants everything and there is no limitation. More is better. Is it? This is the point. So, you were hearing about this Olam, and if you have noticed, I hope, it's a very long story. Because it's not one story. It starts with this Olam and goes through explaining this, explanation for that. Let's clear this subject. Because this potentiality in me should be understood. I should understand that there is one in me that always thinks that I deserve more. What do I deserve? Honestly, what do I deserve? You could make a big list that this and this and this and this. And I will ask you, why do I deserve all of that? Because you are given this and this. I have given a lot. Now I deserve a lot? What is this? If I have given a lot, I should be satisfied. I should be grateful. And when something goes a little bit lower, it goes, doesn't it? It goes somewhere else. What should I do? First of all, it happened. Why? Why? Do you remember? Whenever you ask this, you should say, what did I do wrong? What is my fault? Because if I understand that it's his fault, what can I do? Go and kill the fellow? That's the only thing you understand. If something goes wrong, I should find my guilt. And I always have. Because what is guilt? Explain the guilt. Guilt is something that I believe I should have done, I didn't, or I shouldn't do, and I have. Right? So, I make it a sin. Yeah. That's the human explanation for all of this. Because before humanity, do you remember before humanity? No. You were here, all of you. You were alive. When did you start to be alive? have been always alive. There is no living creature coming out of a dead one. Living creature comes out of a living creature. And this goes to the first amoeba on the earth. This is what we are. We are given a lot. But what do we do with it? Aha. Let's go to the guilt. Somebody was forced to kill someone. Then what? Should he be guilty? He was forced to. The guilt is when I have the choice. That's the field of guilt. In the part of my life that I don't have choice, there shouldn't be guilt, there shouldn't be anything. I look like this, why? Because of the genetics I received. So, if I'm very ugly, am I guilty? No. That's what I am, period. Guilt comes when you do something. These doings will be explained here. He started with, first of all, he said, let me tell you something which is good and bad, both. There was this mullah, and he knew he wanted to have a big turbine to impress everyone, like your Lamborghini, or that one works. And he was poor. So he bought a Volkswagen, but he decorated it as a Lamborghini. He got all the old stuff and put them in a piece of clothing and put it here. Oh, I'm a big guy. In the morning he wanted to go for show off to the mosque. A guy grabbed it and ran away. He said, wait a minute, open it, then take it. The guy opened it and said, the filthy stuff. I said, you son of a gun, you're the cheater. He said, yeah, but I told you the truth, didn't I? Is this a good guy or bad guy? For himself, he's a bad guy. Because he has this complex of being poor and blah. But for the society, he's not bad. He's honest and honestly told the guy. So think about it like that. This is the story that he started. Then he said, okay, this is something that happens everywhere, all around you, because everything has two sides, like a coin. There is good and bad together. That's why you should study and really try to understand the humanity, then yourself. Because if you start with yourself, you're dealing with the best fellow and genius one and blah, 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 all of that nonsense. Therefore, he said, RF for us has a very special food, which is the light that is coming from there. Light for us is knowledge. There is a special knowledge that comes to you. This is not something that you could study and learn from the other people. This needs some passion in you. And that passion should be provoked. Your ego is not trustworthy because it will change and he will change everything. Therefore, he should be killed. So let's see how you should kill that fellow who wants more and more in yourself. Who is the guilty party today? Him. 1695.
Warning the pretender to shun pretension and enjoining him to follow. Umma Salim said, I myself am Ahmad. I have cunningly confounded the religion of Ahmad. Say to Umma Salim, do not behave with insolence. Be not deluded by the beginning. Regard the end. Do not act thus.